Hello. This podcast comes to you today from Cleveland, Ohio, sponsored by Scrambling Science. Today's topic is oxidation reduction reactions. The third type of reaction that we are going to look at are called oxidation reduction reactions. The identifying characteristic for an oxidation reduction reaction, which is often shortened to redox reactions, is that there are two species, occasionally sometimes more, that are changing their oxidation state. The oxidation state is essentially the charge that is found on an atom in a molecule or ion. We will show how to determine oxidation states later in the podcast. When we use the term oxidation, we are referring to the process where a species is losing an electron. For example, we could say that iron is oxidized when it starts off as an Fe atom, an iron atom, and after the reaction, it is in the form of an iron plus 2, as in iron 2 oxide. The charge always gets greater when a species is oxidized. In the example above, it goes from 0 to plus 2. The term reduction refers to a process where a species is gaining an electron. For example, we could say that sodium goes from an Na plus 1 ion to sodium metal. The sodium is being reduced. When a species is reduced, the oxidation number always gets lowered or reduced. A very important point to keep in mind is that while these two processes are usually discussed individually, they can't happen without each other. In other words, a species can't gain electrons unless there is another species that is able to lose electrons. They always have to happen in unison, though they are usually discussed individually. We have used the term oxidation states a few times. The book has a few definitions of it, but what it comes down to is that it is based on the same idea of the ionic charge. So when we say that the charge on an oxygen ion is in H2O in water is negative 2, now we could also say that the oxidation state of oxygen in water is negative 2. There are several rules for oxidation state that makes it simpler to solve these types of problems. You need to know these rules. I will list them briefly here, and you can refer to your text for more detail if needed. First, I'm going to call 1A. The oxidation state of an atom is 0. So when we have lead metal or oxygen gas, the oxidation state on these is 0. 1B. The combined oxidation state of a compound must be 0. This is similar in idea to when we were doing nomenclature, and our guiding rule is that the sum of the charges in a compound must always equal 0. Rule 2. If we have a monatomic ion, such as potassium plus 1 or selenium negative 2, the oxidation state is equal to its charge. 3. Fluorine is always negative 1 when it is in a compound. It will never change. Step 4. Rule 4. Oxygen is almost always negative 2. The rare exceptions are when it is in a peroxide, and then it is negative 1. There are a few compounds when oxygen is bonded with fluorine, and then it takes a positive oxidation state. But as I said, that is very rare. Rule 5. Hydrogen is almost always positive 1. The exception is when it is in a halide, such as lithium halide, LiH, sodium halide, NaH, or potassium halide. Then its oxidation state is negative 1. So the oxidation state when it's in a halide is negative 1. For most other ions, assume the oxidation state is the same as the charge that you learned for that ion. Time for some examples. What is the oxidation state for all the elements in the following compounds? The first one we'll take is SO3, sulfur trioxide. We know that oxygen is negative 2. There are three of them, so the total charge on all the oxygen atoms here is negative 6. Since the charge on the compound has to equal 0, the oxidation state of sulfur in this compound is positive 6. The second one, PCl5, phosphorus pentachloride. The oxidation state on the chlorine is negative 1, because we know that the chlorine is negative in this compound. It's written last, and also the term is chloride, which infers the negative ion. So we assume the normal oxidation state of it of negative 1. The charge on the phosphorus must be positive 5 because the charge on the compound has to equal to 0. There are 5 negative 1s due to the chlorides, so the phosphorus must be positive 5. NO3 negative 1 is our third sample. Here we have an ion, the nitrate ion. The total of the oxidation states here has to equal negative 1 and not 0 because negative 1 is the total charge on the group ion. We start with oxygen and give it negative 2. The total from all three equals negative 6. The oxidation state on the nitrogen needs to be positive 5 because plus 5 plus a negative 6, the three oxygens, equals negative 1, which is the charge on this nitrate ion. Now let's go on and work with redox reactions as we would see them in an equation. Here is a sample equation. Silver nitrate plus lithium yields lithium nitrate plus silver. AgNO3 plus Li yields LiNO3 plus Ag. Our first step is to determine the oxidation states of every atom in the equation. Remember that they will change from reactant to product, so you have to do each atom twice. The fact that they change oxidation states is the whole basis for redox reactions. So for the reactants, we have silver is a plus 1, nitrogen is a plus 5, oxygen is a negative 2, and lithium is a 0. On the product side, lithium is plus 1, nitrogen is plus 5, oxygen is negative 2, and silver is 0. We can now easily tell that the lithium is going from 0 to positive 1, so it is being oxidized. The silver is going from positive 1 to 0, so it is being reduced. Now is a good time to introduce two of the more trickier vocabulary words. Remember that we said that these two processes have to happen in unison? We can't have oxidation without reduction, and vice versa. Well, the term reducing agent refers to the species being oxidized, and the term oxidizing agent refers to the species being reduced. So in this example above, we would say that the lithium is the reducing agent, and the silver is the oxidizing agent. I know it seems a bit backwards, but those are the terms. Here is another problem. Determine the oxidation states for each atom and then state what is the oxidizing agent and what is the reducing agent. The reaction is arsenic 3 oxide or diarsenic trioxide AS2O3 plus nitrate ion NO3 negative 1 yields H3ASO4 plus NO. Once again, the equation is AS2O3 plus NO3 negative 1 yields H3ASO4 plus NO. Pause the podcast and work on this problem. The first step is to list all the oxidation states. For the reactants, arsenic is a positive 3, oxygen is a negative 2, nitrogen is a positive 5. For the products, hydrogen is positive 1, arsenic is positive 5, oxygen is negative 2, and nitrogen is positive 2. It is okay that there are only hydrogen atoms found on the product side. That will be covered in the next podcast when we take balancing redox reactions. We see the arsenic being oxidized from positive 3 to positive 5, so it is the reducing agent. The nitrogen is being reduced from positive 5 to positive 2, so it is the oxidizing agent. There are several memory tricks to help you remember the processes of oxidation and reduction. The first is oil rig, where oil stands for oxidation is loss, and rig stands for reduction is gain. Another is Leo Gur, like Leo the lion. Leo stands for loss of electrons is oxidation. Gur stands for gain of electrons is reduction. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast and found it entertaining and educational and helped you with your understanding of oxidation-reduction reactions. Remember that you can get more information on this topic from the class website, or you can always send me a note on either Facebook or via email. Refer back to this topic when needed, courtesy of Scrambling Science.